From time to time, you occasionally encounter a band which makes you think, they've got something, they're going somewhere. That's my guests in this week's episode.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, welcome, welcome. Let me introduce my guests for this episode. From meeting on the first day of primary school to headlining King Tut's Wawa Hut, the Zeebecks have embarked on a dedicated pursuit to establish their name on the Scottish music scene, and they are doing a fantastic job of that. The Zeebecks are Dan Thompson on vocals and guitar, Hayden Peace on guitars and vocal, Max Robertson on bass, and Aidan Smith on drums. And they originate from right up here where I am, Elgin, up in the northeast of Scotland. Back in lockdown, they each made the move to Glasgow to pursue a career in music. Now, after gaining BBC introducing radio play with demos alone, the band were given their first support slot at broadcast. By contributing to an advanced sellout, they were offered their first headline gig before they'd even set foot on a Glasgow stage. That's how amazing these guys are and how dedicated they are. Intimately depicted in an award-winning documentary from a student filmmaker, their debut headline kickstarted a busy 18 months of 30 shows. This led to the opportunity to headline King Tut's in September of 2022, an impressive achievement at such an early stage in their career. The show declared the Zeebecks to be one of the most exciting new names on the Glasgow underground scene. Now, throughout this period, the band developed a more mature, modern sound that transcends genre boundaries. This ranges from energetic post-punk anthems to mesmerizing dramatic ballads that take the audience on a journey of emotions, with vivid, introspective lyrics woven throughout. Breakthrough, their first fully produced single, perfectly encapsulates this new era and forefronts the band's drive to national success. The song is released on all major streaming platforms today, the 7th of April. That is the band The Zeebecks. Unfortunately, for technical reasons, Hayden can't be with us. However, we have got Dan, Max and Aidan. Please welcome The Zeebecks. The name Zeebecks, where's the name come from?
So this question is one we get asked quite a lot, but it has got a bit of a story to it. The word itself, in all honesty, is made up. It's not a real word, but it is based on a real word. But I'll get to that. So the background is, I must have been about, I'm going to say 15 or 16, and I was in a record shop in Inverness, because I just got a turntable for my Christmas from my brother. And I was looking through all the records, and I noticed that they were organized in alphabetical order, and under Z there was about maybe like two artists. There was barely anything out of all the letters. So I was thinking, from a business perspective, like a tactic, that if I was ever to need a band name, I'd do it with a Z. So me and Aidan were looking through words with Zs, and they were all kind of, they weren't very good. So we ended up having a look at words that start with X. So yeah, a very interesting story, as you can tell. And we found Zebek. I'm going to say it's spelled X-E-B-E-C or E-K. And it's a three-masted Mediterranean trade boat from a few centuries ago. I don't know if a similar boat is still in use. But it was apparently known for being very fast. So we changed the X to a Z, made it a CK, added an S, and put a the at the front. And that's what the name came from. Very rock and roll, as you can tell.
So basically, it's just to make sure that there's nobody else in the alphabet around you, so you guys stand out.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
Why not? Much better than it's like all those people used to call their business AAA Aardvark Limited, so they'd be right at the top of the yellow pages.
Yeah, exactly. They knew how to do it.
Indeed. Awesome. So you guys. You met at school. You formed. You did various talent contests at school. How did you go from that to doing Out of the Dust, your first EP?
You can ask it. I think we've been jamming a lot in school, sort of practicing just for the talent show coming up. It was like the one show a year. One chance to perform, we'd spent hours and hours just going over like one song, learning a bunch of covers, just songs we liked. And then we started to write a few more songs. Daniel had some more lyrics, started to like try some new stuff inspired by the kind of music at the time, Arctic Monkeys, The Snuts, The Clash, just writing the music we wanted to listen to. And then I think we got offered another talent show at the Town Hall in Elgin. So that was a sort of chance to perform a few more songs. So for that, we tried to write some more songs. And then eventually we realized we had a collection that we wanted to go and get recorded. So we sort of scouted around for a studio to record it. And then basically practiced very hard, went there and then recorded it over 2 days. So it was a very interesting experience, very different from doing the live talent shows. Very fun.
I can imagine. So that was all fully self-funded, was it? So you had to raise the funds to go through that.
We actually did that through selling what you've got on you right now. Those t-shirts. We had the logo. It was a friend of mine from a part-time job I had back in school. He was a part-time graphic designer. That was his background. And he always said if your band ever wanted a logo or something, I'd happily do one. And I asked him and he came up with that. And we really liked it. It really suited us at the time. So we decided to do some t-shirts. People were asking for them, even though we were just a school band at the time. There's not much music happening, in the northeast of Scotland in Elgin. A lot of people were showing a bit of interest, especially because we were writing our own songs. So we decided to make t-shirts. We made a decent profit from them, and we used that to go to just a small recording studio just outside of Nairn in Aldern, with a guy called Joe Harfield, a very nice bloke. It's even a wee while though, because we haven't been since just the end of lockdown, because after we did our demos with him, and they were great for the time. But once we moved down to Glasgow, we wanted to sort of work with a producer. So that's like the stage we're at now.
Right. Got it. And of course, the very first CD.
Oh. OG fan, mate.
So you had Out of the Dust, self-funded. You then, the following year, you did Listen to the Birds with another... four or five tracks on it. Was that kind of a similar story? You just carried on writing, you thought let's pop more of these onto...
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Just like carried on writing, we kind of saw like a change in the from the first EP. We were like, oh, let's just get some more profits, go back and record the second EP. But the second EP was completely different recording because it was during COVID. So it was me and Aiden went up one day and then in 2 hours recorded all four of the songs, just bass and drums. And then, I don't know if it's the next day, just the day after, or like in a few days after, Aiden and Daniel went up and done it, the two of them. So yeah, that was okay. A very interesting recording experience.
I can imagine. Yeah. I mean, knowing what you know now, having gone through that process, would you have done anything different with those two EPs, or do you think you had to go through all of that to get to where you are?
You know, funny you ask that, because I was actually thinking about this quite recently. I remember, well, I'm going to even say 2 days ago probably, me and Aidan were doing some admin work for the new single. I mentioned that sort of like for the time, I'd definitely say the first EP was a staple of the stage we were at as a band. When we recorded it, we were really proud of it, really proud of releasing it. It had that raw demo sound. It was done in lockdown. The songs were okay. They definitely needed polished up songwriting wise, but they were, for being 17 when we wrote them, I don't have any criticisms for that. But when we got to do the second EP, when we went to record it, we were definitely at the stage it was at. But just uni got in the way. It took about a year before we could actually release the EP. I'm pretty sure actually more than that. If I'm not mistaken, we recorded it not long after we released Out of the Dust, but then we didn't manage to get to release it until like November last year, and that was pretty much a whole year of being down in Glasgow practicing on a weekly basis, really honing our sound, improving as songwriters. So by the time we released it, we were still really proud of the songs. I think the quality of the recording and the performance wasn't sort of up to the high standards I definitely hold us in now.
Yeah, I agree.
No, and that wasn't at anyone's fault. It wasn't at the fault of Joe. He's brilliant. He did us a great job in both our EPs. It wasn't at the fault of us either. I just think we're putting far too much effort into the band, songwriting wise, and energy and live performance, to the point that when we went to release these songs, we had what we've got now, which is Breakthrough, which is out today, and all our other sort of like you mentioned in the introduction, like this sort of post-punk guitar sound we're going for, these ballads, these sort of poetic songs. We had all these when we were releasing this EP, so what the music that was coming out didn't really reflect what we're like as a band.
Yeah.
Whereas today, this track, we're so excited for it releasing, because it's the first thing that I feel holds on par with the quality of our live performance. I mean, we know we're awesome live. We rehearse for countless hours. We're great songwriters. We have a lot of good chemistry as four individuals in a band. We really become one big strong force to be reckoned with. And I just think that this song really encapsulates that. So I'm glad like we're at this stage now. It feels like we can really go in any direction. We're just ready to pursue it, as opposed to just release it to get some music out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And what you say about you guys as a live band, you just have to see the reviews and the clips that gig goers are posting after your gigs. You can just see those on TikTok, Instagram, and all of it. Everyone's thoroughly enjoying themselves, and as you say, the chemistry is definitely there. You definitely show that you've been putting in the work and honing your craft. And I genuinely think you guys are gonna go on to be big. There's definitely something there for sure, and that really comes through. I'm only saying it because it's true as well. And that's kind of showing through with Breakthrough as well, your single, newest single, which is out today, available on all the major streaming platforms. Do go and grab it, have a listen. And it is it is a big leap forward in terms of sound over the previous two. You've had this one professionally engineered and produced, is that correct?
Yeah, I think one of the big differences with this one was we'd spent a lot more time, rather than trying to spread our focus over four songs going towards an EP, we could spend weeks and weeks just going over, got 3-hour rehearsal slots normally, sometimes 4 or 5 hours, and we just nitpick the song and trying to get it perfect. And then further on the day, I think we're in the studio for about, how long is it, 10 hours? 8 hours?
10 to 8.
10 hours.
10 to 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's like a mental comparison. Like I said, for the four songs, we done 2 hours, and then 10 hours for the one song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it was just going into the studio as well, like showing, it was Jamie Holmes we worked with, and it really was a working relationship where we showed him the track and he listened to it and had notes before we'd even set foot in the studio about what he thought we could add or take away from the song, which really just honed it down and perfected it even more. And then just having the whole day to sort of work through any kinks and just get it sounding as good as we could on our end was just really good fun and really exciting, putting so much effort behind the song that we'd already put so many hours and hours into before setting foot in the studio. So I think you can really hear that on the track.
Yeah, it certainly comes across that it is a well-crafted and well-produced produced track. Have you played this one live before it's come out, or is it like a big secret ready for audiences now?
So this one we've been playing it live for over a year now, to be honest, but it's still been that song that is just the memorable one from the set. I mean, well, out of a couple, and they'll be coming very soon once we head back to work with Jamie. But yeah, it's definitely been a fan favorite. The interesting thing I find about this particular track is the verses and the instrumental parts are really driving and really upbeat, and everyone can mosh and dance and jump around. There's a great crowd reaction. And then it just cuts down and the tempo slows completely down for the chorus, which is a very sing-along, shouty, catchy, in-your-face lyrics that are easy to pick up on really quickly. It's a shut your mouth, you've gone cold. It's a lie that we're ever getting old. Like, it's easy to sing along to. By the time the song's got to the third chorus, everyone's shouting along. And I think that's what's made it so easy for us to tell that it was the debut single. It's the one we needed to do, just because of how dynamic it is and how the reception it's been getting at the shows. I think that really helped us decide.
Now, this spot could be featuring you. There are three different levels at which you can sponsor. We've got a bronze level, where you get to sponsor 1 month's worth of episodes of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. You get your advert played in this part of the show. You get mentioned in the show notes, and you also get mentioned in most of the social media promo for those episodes. Or we got the silver level, where you get all of that, plus you get sponsorship of the 5-Minute Meditation podcast as well. So you get promoted in 8 lots of show notes, 8 lots of promos, and you get mentioned with a link on the sponsorship page on the website. Or there's the top one, the gold level, where you get all of that, plus you get a guest blog on the KeithBlakemoreNoble.com website, plus we'll record a special bonus episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show featuring you. 3 different levels, whichever one you want, it's up to you. Just go to KeithBlakemoreNoble.com/show/support to find out more, and you could be our next sponsor in this spot. Now, where were we? I get it. So that's the one that's been the biggest hit with the audience. Got even cold audiences jumping along and singing along. So that was And I mean, you've got an impressive track record with your live gigs as well. I mean, as you say, headlining Wawa Hut at King Tut's. All right, how did it feel when you managed to bag that one?
It was a bit metal, like completely out of the blue as well. I think that's what made it. So, like, we had some mental reaction to it. Yeah.
I mean, it was basically I'd been applying for us to play this venue, this iconic Scottish venue that's known. I mean, to anyone listening that maybe doesn't know the history behind it, I'm sure you've heard of a little known band called Oasis. King Tut's Wawa Hut in Glasgow is where Oasis got signed by Alan McGee. If they didn't play that show, they wouldn't be the biggest band of the 90s. So it's a very iconic venue. Some of our absolute heroes in the music industry have played there. Well, all of our heroes have played there. All of our current heroes are still going to play there. Stepping on a stage where people have been in the position I was physically standing in, and without listening to their music growing up, I wouldn't even be in that position. was just an insane feeling. We've returned since. We played it back in February, and it honestly, like, it doesn't, the feeling doesn't change. It's absolutely wild playing with that King Tut's logo behind the drum kit, seeing that crowd in front of you, seeing as you go up the steps into the venue. On each stair, there's a year, and it starts, I believe, in the early 90s when the venue opened, and it says the names that have played there each year, the notable ones. We have people such as Joe Strummer of The Clash, who is my absolute idol in music, and then you've got they do a night dedicated to him every year. So just playing there felt amazing to me, but. Like I mentioned, Oasis, The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, and even more modern examples that are big influences of ours, like Fontaine's DC. It's just an insane venue to play, and getting to headline it was absolutely unbelievable. It was the best night of our lives. We all collectively agree in that. And since coming back, I mean, comparing the videos, even though they're just phone recordings, I was looking the other day between videos of our headline in September and then our most recent gig at King Tut's, and you can see an improvement there as well. The clothes we're wearing, we look way more coordinated. We look like we deserve to be on that stage. I just feel like the great thing about our band is we're constantly improving and evolving, and we're honing ourselves together. And I'm just so excited to see where we go, considering we're only 20 and 19 just now. So we've got plenty of time to really progress and see where our sound takes us.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I've been admiring for a while about the Z-Becs is you're not just one of these bands who just rock up, play and clear off and expect everything to happen. You really have been putting the groundwork in. You've really been refining and honing your songs. You've gone through the process with the EPs. You got that headline because you had been busting a gut to sell out when you had a support slot, and you really went all out to make sure it's all out. So, and as you say, you guys keep rehearsing, keep practicing, keep developing and growing, and that is why I do think the Z-Becs are going to be even bigger than they are already. I can see you going a long way. And I've seen some of the I haven't actually been able to catch you guys live for quite a while. But I have seen many of the clips, and that really does come across as a band that knows what it's doing. It knows it's there to entertain the audience rather than one of those bands that's just there. Well, you all come to see us, worship us. You're there working the crowd. It's really good to see. So what's next for the Z-Becs? I mean, presumably a year or two ago, if you said, what would be your idea? It would be, oh, we'd love to headline King Tut's. You've done that now. What's next?
On you go.
I think right now we're focusing on obviously breakthroughs out. We just sort of want to. We've got so much material that we've been writing that we just want to get it recorded and get it out there and get people to listen to it. We've been playing loads of live gigs. And obviously that's a great way to connect with our fans and gain new ones. But I think to get our music more widespread, it's great to sort of people to be able to listen to us before they come to the gigs. So that's our next sort of goal. I think record a few more songs, maybe another EP, a fully produced song. And then just trying to play some more further field gigs. Maybe get down to England, play some gigs there. Talk of going over to Ireland maybe as well. That would be pretty exciting. More gigs around Scotland as well, just going back to Edinburgh and Aberdeen and Dundee as well. Just really as much gigs as we can, getting new people to hear our music and start following. Just playing bigger shows as well, I guess. Yeah, all the opportunities that will come with having more fans. So.
Nice. Like it. Any plans to play Elgin again?
Oh, definitely. Oh, we've not forgotten our hometown. We actually came back quite recently. We played at the Elgin Town Hall for a fundraiser night for men's mental health.
That's right. Yeah, that was
Mikey's Line.
Yeah,
a really great local charity. As soon as we were offered that, I mean, we're all down here busy in Glasgow, and grinding away, playing shows in like the cultural hub of music in Scotland. And as soon as we were offered to come back up to our hometown and play a show raising money for men's mental health, we jumped at the opportunity because, first of all, it's a topic that's really important to us. But second of all, a place we've grown up in, in the northeast of Scotland, known to be maybe not necessarily the most like sort of progressive area, a lot of traditional values and everything. Having a night that was raising money, recognizing men's mental health, that it's okay to not be okay, it's okay to talk about your feelings. We just really wanted to be a part of it, and getting it was a privilege to be offered that. The people that were organizing it were saying that they wanted us there, they wanted us playing, and that honestly just felt amazing. So we're definitely gonna there's talks about something happening maybe throughout the next year. I don't know what I can say about it, so I don't want to. But I'm sure I'm okay to say that. But yeah, we'll definitely be back this year at some point. That's a guarantee. Yeah, definitely.
Looking forward to it. I shall make sure I can get a chance to come along and see you again and see how much you have progressed. That's gonna be cool. Record deal, is that something that you guys would like to go for, a record deal, or would you prefer to stay the indie route, or what's your thoughts on that?
I think we've been thinking about this a bit recently, just imagining if we did get the opportunity to be signed by someone, who we'd sort of want to be signed by, if it want to be a big label, or alternatively a smaller, more independent label, which I think is the route that a lot of our heroes and bands that we listen to have gone down, just because we're doing this to get our music out there and to get our music listened to. We're not doing this to make the most amount of money possible for us. And I think a big part of why we all do this is we're all creative individuals, and being a musician is obviously all about creativity. And I think having the creative control within the band and like working with like-minded people and want to support small bands would be very important to us. But I mean, the door's not shut, and any massive records that want to sign us, if they're listening, we're very open as well. Send us an email. But it's something we've thought about.
Just don't screw us over, please.
Yes, that's very true. Very true.
I believe Daniel has a surprise waiting for us as well the day we get signed.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's right in my room right now. Something I'll just say if you don't know is I work in a really nice hotel in Glasgow called Dakota. I'm basically like the head waiter. And in summer, we had a competition to sell as much champagne as possible. And I actually won. So I've manifested something that on the day we get signed, this bad boy's getting opened. So,
oh, very nice. A bottle of Vogue as well. Nice.
Veuve Clicquot. it might be in my room for a while. Who knows? I mean, next week, depending on how this single goes. I'd say we're definitely hoping to go down that route. But like Aidan said, it's just a matter of the situation and what we'd be offered. We all just have the priority of making some art and pursuing our dreams. So
nice,
definitely.
Well, I did mention to Dan a few months ago that when you do get signed for a record deal, I'm buying you a bottle of champagne. That offer is still there.
thank you.
I don't know if the state will be in that day then.
Hey, listen, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to finally catch up with you. I was going to say all with most of you, and to get to record this and to introduce ZBEX to hopefully another audience, and to be able to release this on the day that Breakthrough comes out is it's the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more about the ZBEX, obviously all of your links are going to be in the show notes. So, folks, check the show notes for this. You'll get all of the links. Also include all the links to how you can get the get access to Breakthrough. And you're definitely going to want to get access to Breakthrough because it is a cracking single. But for those who want to find out more, what's the best place for them to go to find out more about the ZBEX?
So I'd probably say head along to our social medias. Our Instagram is something that we're all very proud of. We like having a very cohesive a feed that looks really nice. We've got a brilliant photographer, Angus McLennan. He's an Elgin local as well, so give him a follow. He takes amazing, inspired photos of us and the artwork we have as well. Wolf Alanis, she's a Scottish independent artist. So you can check out our Instagram. It looks absolutely beautiful, if I say so myself. But yeah, it depends on what you use, Facebook, Twitter. You can have a look on YouTube if you like. We're just dabbling in the TikTok thing now. We're trying to navigate our way through that. So check us out there. But most of all, please, please give the single a listen. I know you'll love it. We love it. It's a banger. I won't take any arguments with that.
So. You're not wrong there. It is a good song. It is a good song. And yeah, do follow the ZBEX. Check them out across the socials. They do interact a lot with their fans. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, past few weeks, they've had a great Q&A thing going on with some particularly interesting questions sometimes coming through. There's some great questions there. And, but yeah, ZBEX, definitely a band to stick with, to follow them. Check out the single as well, Breakthrough. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's a shame.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Keith.
Perhaps next time.
Yeah, Hayden's definitely here in spirit. He really wanted to come. He just had some technical issues today. It's a pattern with him, but we love him for it. We wouldn't change him in the world. But yeah, he's definitely here in spirit, and I'm sure he'd say the exact same thing. Please check out the single. And yeah, Keith, thanks very much for having us on.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, to do an interview with a good friend of ours, and actually have a sort of relaxed experience rather than just trying to big us up as big as we can. It's been good to just have a conversation. So thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. And I hope we can do this again at some point. Perhaps not leave it 3 years next time.
we'll be back on the show very soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you take care, ZBEX. And dear listener, thank you so much. Do check them out, and I'll catch you in another episode very soon.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.